Shoot. Recorded live.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to By Yahweh's Design. I am Pastor Dan, your host for this one-hour live radio broadcast. And as always, we dedicate this program to Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, the Great I Am. We also dedicate it to His holy remnant, the believing sons and daughters of Jacob Israel, also known as the Caucasian or Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. Today is the 28th day of October, year 2012. We've entitled today's program, The Awakening. In lieu of verses, we're going to take a section from Smith's Bible Dictionary as it defines the word Jew. Before we do that, let me just check the board real quick. And also, let me say, for the first time in over a week, I'm feeling much better today. So thank you for the prayers and for the concerns. Hopefully the coughing and stopped up nose and all are gone for good. And today's program will be a whole lot easier to do than Wednesday's was. But anyway, this word Jew in the English language has caused much confusion and consternation. And so it is very, very vital that we correctly identify, that's why we call this the identity message, that we correctly identify who's who. Now, again, this comes straight out of Smith's Bible Dictionary, and it's not the only one that I use, but this is interesting. It says here, under the term Jew, in parentheses, a man of Judea. Now, this is where he gets it right, because we know that Judaios is the Greek word that we often see translated that, but it actually means, when it's talking about non-Israelites, it's talking about Judeans, who could be of any race. The dictionary definition goes on, this name was properly applied to a member of the kingdom of Judah after the separation of the 10 tribes. Now remember, when the Judahites, our people, lived in there, it was known as Judah, the kingdom of Judah. It was much later, after the captivity and most of our people left, that they changed it to Judea and called them Judeans. But the Greek word did not change, so you have to know the context. Continuing. The term first makes its appearance just before the captivity of the 10 tribes. Partly from the predominance of the members of the old kingdom of Judah among those who returned to Palestine. Partly from the identification of Judah with the religious ideas and hopes of the people. All the members of the new state were called Jews, parentheses, Judeans. And the name was extended to the remnants. Now, this is the dictionary saying this, and the name was extended to the remnants of the race scattered throughout the nations. Now, is it properly given to the remnants of the nation, the remnants of the race scattered? No. The term Jew never applies to our people. Well, now, a lot of people in this modern day age think that the word Jew applies to Judahites. However, we've got these imposters who have come in and grabbed that name. Therefore, we should never make it synonymous with our people. Never. Because there's where the confusion comes in. These people, these Ashkenazis, etc., are not Israelites. Therefore, should never be called the children of Israel. They are not. They are imposters. They've taken this term Jew when it should be Judeans. Were they in the land of Judea? Yeah. Are they Judahites? No. You see where the confusion comes in? Continuing here, it says, under the name of Judeans, the people of Israel were known to classical writers. The force of the title, quote, Jew, is seen particularly in the Gospel of St. John, who very rarely uses any other term to describe the opponents of our Lord. Now, do you remember what I read from the Greek lexicon a couple weeks ago under the term eudaios, the Greek term, and the authors of that lexicon said how the Apostle John ascribed to the Jews terminology such that they were not only diametrically opposed to everything that the disciples and Messiah stood for, but the terms in the Greek language that he used actually ascribed to them as if they, the Jews, came from an alien race. Now we have Smith's Bible Dictionary reinforcing what the lexicon says about the term eudaios. I thought I would share that with you. It has a little bit more here on it, but it's just giving biblical references, etc., in Romans 1:16, Colossians 3:11, etc. But here again, how do you fight a war? And we are in a war. How do you fight a war if you don't know who's who? If you can't identify your enemy, you can't even identify your friends. How do you fight the war? Now, again, many people today are somewhat brainwashed and don't understand, yes, we are in a war. Make no mistake about it, folks. People are dying. It's a war. It's a war for the hearts and the souls of men. These ultra-rich Zionist antichrists already have all the world's money tied up, practically, so it's not about money. And with that money, they've bought off most politicians and governments and corporations, so it's certainly not about power. They've got it all. So what's it all about? You and me, folks. What has the war between Nakash and Adamkind since the Garden of Eden? Since we were first put here by our Heavenly Father to tend this garden, the enemy has tried to destroy us. Why? Because they are the antithesis of everything that comes of Yahweh, which is good. They are the antithesis. That's why they are condemned already. Now, we don't need to know exactly why our Heavenly Father put this all into play. Just understand that it is. Okay? There's nothing you can do about that. But we have to understand our job here, because it plays an important part on what happens after here, meaning here and now, on this terra firma, planet Earth. Mark 3 has here from the 1984 Jewish Almanac, it says, quote, strictly speaking, it is incorrect to call an ancient Israelite a, quote, Jew, or to call a contemporary Jew an Israelite or Hebrew. Also, it says in the Jewish Encyclopedia, 1925 edition, volume 5, page 41, Edom or Esau, Esau and Edom are synonymous, Esau, Edom is modern Jewry. That comes straight out of the Jewish Encyclopedia. He also has here that Edom is the eternal enemy of Israel and Judah. That comes from the Encyclopedia Judaica, 1971, volume 6, column 379. The evidence is coming from everywhere. You know, that's why it was interesting. I read some of the comments that were made on my webpage a couple years ago and up to the modern times. I was reading some of them. And it talks about the fact that there are people that are trying to naysay this program and naysay this message. And yet, you know, it's interesting. We've been on the air as by Yahweh's design for 12 years, practically 12 years. In all that time, we've always put it forth that if you disagree with what we say, and in that I mean that you have evidence that what we're saying is not true, you have the right to come on to this program and dispute us. Take us to task. In 12 years, not once has anybody made an attempt to do that. We work very, very hard to make sure that what we present on this program is as factual as you can get. Now, That's not to say that there aren't people who are upset with this message. Oh, there's plenty of those. Now, people who are emotionally upset with what we say, I don't even care about. No, I'm not going to give you time on the radio because, again, it's an emotional outburst. It's ad hominem. It's subjective and not objective, okay? And your subjective disagreement with what's said makes no matter to anybody. Excuse me. But if you can find factual evidence of things that we've said here that are not true, such as these dictionary definitions, which I know they are true. I've looked them up. I have the hardbound copy sitting on my bookshelf. I know it's true. And here's the thing. As we Israelites who know this message, this identity message, we call it, as we teach it to the world and we hold fast to the truth, we're always vindicated from the naysayers. We're always vindicated by the Antichrist or from the Antichrist who try to put this message down. Now, you have to understand it's very important for them to discredit this message. Why is that? Because it's hurting them. They have spent an awful lot of time and money, and they have murdered people to keep the lie going, the lie that the Jews are God's chosen people, the lie that Jesus Christ is a Jew. No greater lies have ever been told. And so it's very, very important for them to try to squash the truth. Because when people awaken to the truth, they see the Jews for what they are, the antichrists of this world. And some people say, well, Dan, how can you say such a thing? Well, it wasn't me that said it. Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, said it in the book of John and elsewhere. He first of all said that they are of their father, the devil. They're here to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He also told us in the other Gospels that what? Those who deny that he is of the Father are antichrists. That's in your Bibles, folks. So before you attack us, maybe you better go look at the people to put the Bible together. Because much of what we talk about in here comes straight out of Scripture and straight out of other reference material. So take your emotional objections elsewhere, because we don't care about emotional objections. We care about objectivity, and we care about the truth. Yahweh told us very clearly, you shall seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Free from what? Free from the propaganda. Free from the lies and misinformation that the media and the governments are putting out, because the governments are the beasts. Every time Scripture mentions a beast, remember, it's mentioning a government. No other entity on earth is referred to as beasts in Scripture other than governments, because no other entities on earth have killed and maimed more people than governments. And the sad fact is, in modern day age, the United States and its military has murdered more people than we even care to admit. Now, I'm not saying that the men and women in uniform are murderers per se. I'm saying that they have been misled and lied to, and in their sense of duty, they've actually committed murder, because the people that they're going after many times are innocent. The blood of those innocent people lies on the heads and hands of the leaders, both military and political, who have lied and deceived our men and women. But sooner or later, you folks in uniform are going to have to wake up, because you are carrying out the death sentence on these innocent people. It is you who carries it out, not these quacks and charlatans and cowards and misfits who lead you in Washington. Now, they sit behind their oak tables in their granite and marble rooms, sipping on their cocktails while you do the fighting and dying. So they're responsible because they put the lies out. They put the misinformation out there, just like Bush and his gang did for Iraq. Those people should be in prison awaiting sentence to be carried out, and yet they're free. That's why our land is cursed, because we the people have to straighten this out. The government will never fix itself. If you believe that, you believe a lie. No government ever fixes itself. Government is a beast. It is to be handled, as George Washington said, and Benjamin Franklin, in the case of the United States, you are to chain the government down with the Constitution. You see, folks, my rights don't come from the Constitution. Neither do yours. So don't let the politicians baffle you with that. It's all BS. Your Constitution is simply a document by which the government bureaucrats are held accountable. That's why they take an oath of office. You and I do not. Our rights are antecedent to the Constitution. They come from Yahweh himself. Mark 3 has here Proverbs chapter 25, verse 5. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Amen, amen, amen. Commander earlier says here, pretty much all our enemies have is ad hominem attacks, personal insults and slander. I call it mudslinging. Yes, that's all they have. They can't attack us on facts because we're very, very careful to stick to the facts. Frank from Connecticut says here, I recently found out that the Mormon faith teaches that ancient Israel migrated to Europe, which in fact they did. Yeah, interesting that you bring up the Mormons, because one of the people running for the office of president is a Mormon. I have information that's come onto my desk that says he's an agent of the Mossad. I don't know if that's true. It could be, though. Because virtually everybody they allow to sit in the White House has to have some kind of tie to the Tel Aviv cabal over there in Itzalai. If they didn't, they wouldn't allow them to sit in there. So there's a lot of garbage going out there. I hope as we talk about this, you understand this coming election is meaningless. It is the most meaningless election ever to be held in the United States of America. And why do I say that? Because both of the people that your puppet masters have put up there are almost identical. The rhetoric is different, meaning their speeches and their words are different, but their records show them to be almost identical. So if you think electing either one of these bastards is going to change anything, you've got to be kidding me. No, it's not going to change. You shouldn't expect it to change. Yahweh says that we are the people who bring about the change, meaning the Israelites. We bring about the change. We should never have allowed our enemy in here. And a good case in point to prove that this is what's going on is how they treated Ron Paul. Now, whether you like personally Ron Paul or not is not the question. The point of it is many people liked what Ron Paul had to say. In fact, so many people liked what he had to say, it scared the Republican leadership and the Jews that control them. Scared them so much that they were very obvious in their blackballing of Ron Paul before and after the convention. So is it rigged? Yes. Will anything change? Absolutely not. It's all a joke, people. You just haven't figured it out yet. You know, I hope someday you do soon, because time's running out, but it's a joke. Let me get here. Commander says that Romney is also a gun banner, pro-homosexual, and socialized Methodist. That's why I'm saying there's no difference. Communist A, Communist B. They're both communists. They're both fascists, all right? They're both anti-American. So guess what? You get to choose between Commie A and Commie B. Do you think things will change? Of course they're not going to change. You got to just forget about the man-made system. It's not going to fix anything. Also, we've got a hurricane heading towards the northeast of the United States. We want to say a quick prayer here to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. Please watch over our brothers and sisters that are up in that region. I have many family up there and many friends up in that area. Please watch over those that are of your house, Father, and protect them from this storm. And we also pray that if it's your will, that you use the storm to destroy some of the wicked. That would be fine. I can think there's plenty of wicked in the northeast, but there is also the wheat is up there, Father. So we ask protection of the wheat, meaning your children. We ask this in Yahweh's name. Hallelujah. Mark 3 has a comment in here. I didn't know that. He says here, Halloween is kept in commemoration of the deluge, which was from November 1, 2345, which is Genesis 7, verse 11, to November 11th, 2344 B.C., and is mentioned in Genesis 8:14. I've never heard of that one, so that's a new one to me. Could be then. Magnum 44, Pastor Dan, all of us would benefit by spreading the word that both candidates are two sides of the same coin and to vote for the other candidate. Yeah, a lot of people ask me, well, then who are you going to vote for? I'm voting for Ron Paul. I'm going to write his name in. He was the only one running that would make a significant difference for the better of this country. I'm not going to give a vote to either one of these scoundrels. They're both criminals. They're both anti-American. They're both communists. Please. And yeah, I've heard that argument. Well, if you do that, then that complete abomination's going to get back in there. Well, let me give you a clue here, folks. It ain't going to change under the other guy either. Mark my words. Here we are in October, before the election. Mark this down. I've told you. If the other quack gets in there, nothing will change. So nothing is going to change in the next 4 years, no matter which of these morons gets in there. Do you people get it yet? So when I go to vote, I'm writing in Ron Paul. You should write in who you think would do the best job. If enough people would do that, neither one of these clowns would be in there. We'd actually have somebody who would represent us. That's the way it's supposed to work, isn't it? That's why it's called a representative form of government. Yeah, okay, I know. That's too cerebral for most folks to understand. Well, that's why we're in trouble. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, yeah, Magnum 44 points out that the gas prices are falling, which is interesting because months ago I was in discussion with fellow believers, and they said, watch the gas prices. If the power elite want Obama to get back in there, the gas prices will go down. If they want Communist B, Romney, to be in there, the gas prices will go up. Simply by manipulating the gas prices, they know a lot of these morons, it will affect their vote. So obviously the fix is in. We've always said that months ago. The fix is in that the Communist A is going to stay in there because he's doing such a damn good job of destroying the country. You got to remember, these people that paid for and put him in office are not Americans. They have no loyalty to this country. The destruction of this country is part of their plan. You just haven't figured it out yet. You say, well, all this insanity, it doesn't make sense. Why don't things get better? Because it's not part of the plan, people. You haven't changed the players at the top. The head of the beast is still there, meaning these Zionist bankers, these internationalist bankers who control your fools in Washington, who will do anything for money, anything, and I literally mean anything for money. They're whores. Come on, people. You know it. Deep down inside, you know it. You just might not want to say it because then it would mean you have to do something. But deep inside, you know what I'm saying is true. They're nothing but prostitutes in Washington. They're prostitutes in the Pentagon. They're prostitutes all over the country. That's why our men and women in uniform are being hurt and put in harm's way for political gain. because we've got nothing but whores at the top. People haven't figured it out yet. Commander says, Dan here, Yahweh sent my lady and I a vision about Halloween where 99% of the Israelites around us were the living dead and pure evil. That's not a good dream. Commander also says here, peak oil is a total scam. Oil is abiotic and renewable, and we have a 500-year supply capped in the Alaska alone. Yeah, I've been reading about that for years, and Commander, you're 100% right. The pastor, the Baptist minister that was up on the pipeline, his name's escaping me. He wrote To Seduce a Nation. Lindsey Williams, he wrote about that, and the fact that many people have talked about the fact we're not running out of oil, folks. It's another scam, okay? Even if oil were not renewable, we have enough oil for hundreds and hundreds of years to go on our own soil. It's another scam to take money out of your pocket, only you're too damn stupid to figure it out. All right? Admit it. You're stupid. You're stupid. You keep believing the lies. Yahweh gave you a brain. He expects you to use it. If you're not going to use it, you will be allowed to suffer the consequences. Do you understand that? You know, this concept that Yahweh is some kind of a genie that sits up there and he's just sitting up there to answer our prayers and give us things. What a joke. And as if he doesn't take offense when you sit on your ass and do nothing. And he gave you a body and a brain, and you abuse it for mindless entertainment instead of thinking about what's going on, instead of doing any research. You think he's happy about that? Do you think he doesn't plan to punish you for such behavior? Folks, don't be deceived. He's not happy. You, especially you, my brethren here in the United States and Canada, you've been given more than virtually any other nation of Israelites ever. What have you done with it? You've turned it over to the aliens in complete opposition to Yahweh's law that says an alien is never to rule over you. An alien is never to be given authority in your government. I'm going to tell you something. Till we get back to a monarchy under Yahweh himself, we're cooked. Because the Jews and all their money simply buy off whatever political form you have. They buy them off. And this crap about, you know, race doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, it does. You're going to find that out here real soon. It's always mattered. Mark 3 says here, the info about Halloween was from a identity book called Tracing Our Ancestors, and that's the book I've talked to. It's also referred to as Tracing Our White Ancestors by Frederick Habermann. Very good book. I read it many years ago. Excellent, excellent book. Ethan24 says, okay, Dan, we know we're not that smart, but you don't have to rub it in. Well, I'm not rubbing it in to offend. I'm just trying to make a point. Just as scripture often repeats itself, like the proverb about the nagging wife, it's better to live in the desert alone. It's repeated many chapters later. I repeat it because I'm so fed up with it. I want my people to awaken. And there's evidence, and that's why we called it the awakening. There's a lot of evidence coming in that our people, especially in foreign nations, you would think they'd be waking up here in the United States because we have so much technology here, but it's actually in many other countries, such as Hungary and Greece, that the people are waking up to these Zionists. It's amazing. And they're waking up so much that they're becoming more paranoid. They're calling for more draconian laws, just like they do here. They want it to be illegal to question the Jews. Can you imagine the audacity? Can you imagine the chutzpah? That's their Yiddish word for audacity. Yep, they are that audacious. just like they were when they went in and butchered the Tsar and his family in Russia, and then they established the current communist system there with all the Jews in charge, and they made it an actual law, a capital crime, meaning you would be killed if you spoke out about the Jewishness of the communists who were in charge. If you mentioned the fact that the commissars were 95% Jews, and that the Bolsheviks were Jews, and that the money for the Russian Revolution came from Jewish bankers in New York City, yeah, you could be put to death for saying that. And since the Jews control the United States, it could end up being that way here. At least that's what they're going to attempt to do. So don't think it. It's already happened once in Russia. Don't think it couldn't happen again. The biggest defense that we have, though, is the fact that we're armed in two ways. We're armed with information, and we're also armed with weapons. That has them a little bit worried, where the defenseless Russians were butchered by the tens of millions. Do people even understand that concept? Tens of millions of innocent men, women, and children butchered by the Bolsheviks. But I know, it doesn't bother you. That's right, the death of outrage. We don't get bothered by much of anything anymore, do we? We should be in the streets right now, weapons and bayonets fixed, rounding these people up and putting them in prison to stand trial for their treason and for their crimes against humanity. But it hasn't happened yet. It will, but it hasn't happened yet as the awakening continues. Along that lines, it was on Tex Mars' website where there's an article about the intelligence agencies of the United States are starting to put out information of how It's a Lie is a threat to the United States. Could it be the intelligence agencies are actually waking up? Could it be that they're listening in to Eli and myself and Bill and Dan and Brian and many others? Could it be that the listening in, that some of them have actually done the homework and researched and found out what we're saying is true? That these people will have them killed and put them in harm's way, meaning men and women in our secrets, in our intelligence agencies, and our men and women in uniform. These people will actually have them killed, meaning in wars that are for political reasons, or they will put them in harm's way to eliminate their enemies, such as the young sniper that I met in Iowa. When he was in our U.S. military, he was a sniper. And I asked him, well, where did you do all your work? He said, in South America. Folks, we haven't been at war with anybody in South America. Why is the U.S. government and our U.S. military putting men in the field to murder people at a long distance with a sniper in South America? That one I know of firsthand. I know the man. I met him. He is not a happy man, by the way. He is not a very happy man that he was misled and used in such a way. And there are many veterans who have woken up to the fact that they were used. We served our country because we thought it was the noble thing to do, only to find out that our country isn't led by Americans. Our country is led by internationalists. And they're using our strength of our military, the pride, the courage, and the fighting ability of our men and women in uniform is being used to bully the world and to promote Zionist ideas and agendas. They're waking up. The Jews have reason to be paranoid. They should be, because Yahweh has said that their vanity would be their undoing, and that there was a day coming when their judgment would be double what they plan to do to you and I. They have all the reason in the world to be paranoid, because the world is waking up to their shenanigans. Another excellent exposer of what the Zionists are up to is Brother Nathaniel, who is a Messianic Jew. I'm not sure what state he's in, but he has a ton of YouTube material out there, and it exposed what the Zionists are up to. And it's always fun to watch a Jew expose the other Jews. The Dr. Macau up in Canada has tremendously good articles exposing the Jews. So it's always good when we find a Jew who is producing material exposing the world Zionist antichrists and what they're up to. Another article I got was that, as I mentioned earlier, Romney is an agent of the Mossad. Whether he's an agent or not doesn't make a difference. Does he owe his loyalty to Israel? Yeah, he sure does. Is he going to do anything to change the fact that Zionists have taken over here in America? I hope you're not going to hold your breath on that one. You're not going to live very long. Of course he's not going to change anything. He is an agent of Israel. Whether he's Mossad or not doesn't matter. Frank from Connecticut says here, Dan, it may be true that we are Israel and we are to rule by God. However, it saddens me to say that I believe Israel is not ready to lead. Meaning Israel, the people, Jacob Israel, that's you and I, the Israelites, the white Caucasians. We are the Israelites. And you're right, most of our people aren't ready. But Yahweh says most of our people aren't going to be here much longer. The ones that are left after Yahweh gets done cleansing his own house, meaning you and I, the ones that are left will be fit for leadership. So we can't go by what we see down at the shopping centers and at the sports arenas today. They're just mindless morons. And they like being mindless morons, scripturally speaking. So they think they're doing okay. They think they're all right. Well, let them go. They have no spirituality about them. They don't consider Yahweh in anything they do. No part of their life is Yahweh given a consideration. No part of their life. Do you think Father is going to keep them around? No. Do you think he's going to give the scepter to any of them? No. You know, that's why the founding fathers here in America did not allow just anybody to vote or hold office. You had to have qualifications. The number one qualification to sit in a jury, to vote, or to hold office in this country was that you had to be a Caucasian. You had to be one of us, our family, just like the book says. You had to be a free man. You couldn't be indentured, because if you're indentured, you're like a slave. You had to be a person knowledgeable in scripture. And you had to be man. You had to be a male. And you had to have skin in the game, which is what land ownership does. If you didn't own property, you didn't have any skin in the game. You had no reason to vote. Dark Knight even has put up here on the board the same thing as I was talking about. He says you had two main qualifications. You had to be a free white person and landowner. But you had to be a man. You got to remember, ladies, you weren't part of the process. That goes back to biblical reasons. You ladies aren't wired for it. We men are. And I'm talking about real men now. I'm not talking about the misfits you see out here on the street. We're talking about real Israelite men are wired to be leaders. They're wired to be part of the ruling of the country. These other people are not. And as Frank from Connecticut has put on here, men are the head of the women, meaning men are in authority of in their households, and they represent the women and children. That's why when they cast a ballot, they're representing the whole household. You don't need to have two or three people cast a ballot for a single household. It's crazy. As long as the men know what they're doing, and they're going to do what's right for everybody in their household, much as the captain of a ship does it for his crew. And you got to remember something, folks. According to the Bible, every woman is to be under the authority of a man, whether it's your father, uncles, grandfather, husband, brother, it doesn't matter. Every woman is to be under the authority of a man. Doesn't matter what her age is either. She is always under some male's authority, and he represents her. That's why women don't vote. Not only that, but women aren't wired for the process because they're very emotional. Men tend to be more logical. And again, I'm talking about real men here, not the riffraff. I'm talking about the real men. But, you know, his system is going to come back into play, whether we like it or not, because this is the way Yahweh wants it to be. So, you know, whether you like it or not. Excuse me. Commander put in here, Dan, note who Satan took first, Eve. They are the easiest target and most easily seduced. Absolutely. Talk to a woman about politics sometime. If you think what I'm saying is not true, talk to her about politics sometime. You'll see how deep her wisdom is and her knowledge. Now, again, there's some men out there that don't deserve to vote either. But the average woman will absolutely stun you in her ignorance of the political process and what's going on in the world. They are driven by their emotions. That's why they. Look at the women who think Obama is so great. It's all emotionalism. That's what he rides on, and he is pandering to the feminist men. Only feminist men. A real man with testosterone in his veins can't stand Barack Obama. I'm telling you, no man that has a normal level of testosterone in his right mind would ever support that piece of garbage in Washington. You can take that one to the bank, by the way. Commander says here, Dan, this is why the Jews went after our women first, for feminism, the vote, race mixing, blacks voting, all by emotion. Yep, that's right. I remember when the arguments were made for it all. It was all said, oh, it's not fair. Oh, yeah, here's a tear. It's not fair. Yeah, right. What's fair got to do with anything? It's just like my kids, if they were to come in the front door, hey, Dad, we've decided it's not fair that you set the rules of the house. Guess what? Ain't going to work. Guest number three says, Dan, correct, and how many genuine Israelite women's desires for their husband, that is, for one that is a true Israelite man? Sadly, few of them are today. Amen. That's right. So few are. I don't blame the women when they say that. There aren't very many men to choose from. However, it doesn't change the rule. It doesn't change the rule. That's the whole point of this program and why we're trying to reset things. You don't change Father's rules to fit what's going on. You change what's going on to bring it back into agreement with our Father's rules. Why do you think there's so much chaos and travail in this world? We're outside of the Father's rules. It's as simple as that. Guest number three, Pastor Dan, look forward to Father's restoration of all things, his order, his house rules. Only then will we have peace among the sheep. Amen to that. Commander says, the Jews have so perverted our women to where when they meet a man, a real man, they run away. Well, yeah, that probably does happen some. But you got to remember, a lot of our women are out to lunch today, but so are a lot of our men. When we talk about the way things are going to be and should be, et cetera, we're talking about men and women who love the Father and live according to his rules and want our Father to be in charge. Those are the only people this works for. The rest of the riffraff goes into the pen with the goats. You understand? Just look at them as goats. That's why Father said, don't cast your pearls before swine. Some of the swine are our own people. He meant don't cast your pearls of wisdom. Don't cast your information about this identity message, because it's just nonsense to them. They believe the Babylonian lie. They believe that race doesn't matter, that we're all going to be just one big happy family of mixed half-breeds. It ain't going to happen. It's never happened before in the history of the world. You think it's going to happen now? It's like saying an empire is going to exist like the United States has become. An empire, we're going to survive when every other empire failed because of the very nature of an empire. It's diversive. You know, they tell you diversity is a strength. No, it's not. Or else empires would exist forever. No, empires fail because diversity is a weakness. But you in America, you just keep wanting to believe the liars. And it's to your own chagrin, you know. It's to your own, well, going to be to your own shame. got the election coming up here very soon, and do I think people should vote? Yeah, I think they should vote. But cast a smart vote. Vote for the person you actually want, not the lesser of two evils. And besides, as in no other election, and believe me, these other elections have been terrible, but this election for sure, you don't have a choice. There is no lesser of two evils. They're both evil. They're both criminals. So no matter what the outcome that first week in November, no matter what the outcome, nothing's going to change. That's why I'm going to be watching very interestingly in this March on Washington on the 5th of November to arrest, to perform house arrests on the members of Congress. If it actually happens, true Americans could take back this country. You know, when I was in Washington on September of 2009, there were 2 million people in the streets. 2 million back then. Things have gotten a lot worse since then. If we were to have 2 million more show up to make house arrests, they could do it. There was virtually nobody there that could stop you. Not 2 million. Take a look at that movie, V for Vendetta. What happens when the people take to the streets? Now, in the movie, nobody got hurt. In reality, somebody might get hurt. Maybe. But that's the cost of liberty, isn't it? Did our founding fathers ever say anything different? It said, how many times did Jefferson say, the tree of liberty needs to be nourished with the blood of tyrants and patriots from time to time? Thomas Jefferson said that. For those of you who may be texting me things, my text window has frozen up once again. And so it'll be some time here before it unfreezes. So I apologize for that. But it's a glitch. It talks you for some reason can't seem to get straightened out. You would think in this modern age that would be something that they could, but so far they haven't. So we know the election is a joke. We also know that there's nothing going to really change in this world until we make Yahweh our king and we live under his theocracy. Now, you know, the Zionists and the other antichrists of this world always make fun when people say that. You'll see on your fabulous, wonderful network television shows, such as Law and Order, they make fun of people that talk of the such things. But, you know, those programs are all propaganda. Pure propaganda. Every one of those shows, those cop shows, Criminal Intent, Law and Order, any of the cop shows, all pure propaganda. I hope you realize that. It's amazing. It's amazing what they can get you to try to believe. There's also the interesting thing that there's actually been some countries where elements of the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion has been read in a public forum, in some cases government buildings. And again, the Jews are going into overtime to dispel the protocols as a forgery. But here again, if it's a forgery, then where's the original? The original's got to be out there somewhere, so produce the original. The thing of it is, it's not a forgery. It actually is for real. And one of the things about it that you need to take into account when they're sitting there trying to tell you that it's not true, actually, they won't tell you it's not true. They just keep calling it a forgery, which kind of makes it funny to me. Go get a copy of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion and read it. You'll be amazed at how much of it has come true. So whether it's real or not, it really definitely nails down what the Jews are up to. So who cares? Who cares? Let them rant and rave all they want about it not being the real deal. It's exposing what they've been up to. Also, I want to remind everybody that the soldier's psalm is very important. That's Psalm 91 at this time, because many of our men and women will be soldiers in what's going to come to pass here in the near future. So Psalm 91, we all should be reading that. And also we should be reading in 2 Timothy chapter 3 the evidences of what would be going on in the last days, the kind of characters that men would be. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Our people are cold. Very Israelites, those that love the Father and love our people, our race, our loving, caring, sharing people. But these people today are ice cold. Most of them are ice cold. So there's another sign. Plus, Christ himself told us it would be as in the days of Noah. And what were people like in the days of Noah? Well, pretty much like they are today, aren't they? So it means, as it was in the days of Noah, that judgment is coming. We know that. This time it'll be by fire. Whether it's literal or not, doesn't matter. It's going to burn up. It's going to burn up the things that Yahweh is offended by. So where is your safety? Well, your safety is in being in Yahweh's camp and not offending him, obviously. Because those that offend him are going to go bye-bye. So pay attention. The other thing is that in the days of Noah, Yahweh had his people put away in arks. In Noah's time, it was a single ark, at least that's what we're told. But in this day and age, obviously, there's far more of us than there were in the days of Noah. But the point of it is, Yahweh is going to have his people protected. We don't know exactly how. It doesn't matter how. The point of it is, Yahweh's hand will be on his people. Because if it weren't so, they would not make it, personally. If it weren't for Yahweh, there's no way we would make it. So that's a good thing. Just hang on to that. Keep that in your mind. This is as in the days of Noah, and just as it was in the days of Noah, Yahweh's protection will come down and around his people. As you think about the days of Noah, read Psalm 91. The protections that are given to his people. It's going to be very, very important. Also, there are scriptures that talk about signs and wonders in the latter days. And I keep reading in more and more about the technology that the beasts have. Of course, they don't use it for anybody's good. They use it for more control, more power, because they are beasts. That's what they want. They want to stay in charge. They want to be able to pick their victims at will and nobody do anything about it. Look at the abuses of governments, including our own here in the United States. Abuses everywhere. We pray Yahweh to bring that to an end soon. But this modern technology is going to make them quite capable of producing signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth and possibly even in the waters. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Don't let it shake you. Don't let it shake you. He told us about it ahead of time, just as he told us about the chaos and everything that's going on right now. Also, my text window has not returned yet, so hang in there if you're trying to get a hold of me with a comment or question. Because of these signs and wonders, and because of the signs of the times, we also know that the kingdom is coming, just as Carl Klang sings in his one song, "Can't You Feel the Kingdom Coming?" Yes, indeed, I can. The kingdom comes to us from words that talk about king and his dominion. That's where the word kingdom comes from, the king's dominion. And the only king that is of any significance in these latter days is our Heavenly Father Yahweh. So keep that in mind also. And there is only one king in this new kingdom, Yahweh himself. We do pray again for that. Ah, my window just came back, so praise Yahweh for that. All right, let's see what we got here. See if there's any notes here. Now, Frank from Connecticut brought up a good point here. He says that the Department of Homeland Security is buying millions of rounds of ammunition. Well, that's good because we're going to need it. So you government agencies, you make sure you load up on lots and lots and lots of ammo because it's going to end up in our hands. Yeah, I know. You don't think it's going to, but I'm here to tell you, you're buying it for us. Okay? They're buying it for us. We've already got billions upon billions of rounds, so we're not worried about what you're buying. It's minuscule compared to what we've got. But here's the thing. You can buy it all up, but it ain't going to help you. You can buy it all up, and we're just going to take it. Because when our men hit the streets, you're going to wish. You're going to wish that they had never fooled you into doing what you're doing now. I know, right now, at this very moment, the Antichrists appear to have it all. The money tied up, the corrupt politicians. But you know, that's the beauty of Yahweh's plan. If you think with human thoughts and you view things with human eyes, yes, it seems like they've got it all wrapped up. But the beauty of it is that Yahweh and his people don't think and don't look that way. We see beyond the human attempts to be masters of this world. And we see what the Father intended. And we know who we are. And we know what's around the corner. And if you think that we are going to just lay down and let you roll over us, you're crazy. Do you understand what I'm telling you? And I know you're listening. It's not going to be an easy job. And Yahweh's allowed me the privilege to meet the men and women, many of them veterans, who know what the hell you're up to. And they are making preparations. They've been making preparations for a long time. So when you hit the field, you dummies, especially you youngsters that are full of all that garbage and propaganda, who think this is going to be easy, well, when you see your buddies next to you blown away, and when you get wounded and possibly killed out there, before your final thoughts, you're going to realize just how much you've been abused and how much you've been lied to about us and about everything going on. You're just being used as a tool. But one day it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks. And what a shame. I'm actually sorry for you. I really am. Because I've met the people that you're going to have to face in the field when Yahweh pulls back the restrainer. And these men and their anger and their righteous indignation is unleashed on you. I wouldn't want to be you for all the tea in China. These men are not going to be merciful with you. First of all, because of their anger level and how long they've watched this insanity go on. But the second reason is because Yahweh commands it. It says so in Scripture. When that day comes, we are to show no mercy. And if Yahweh gives me even the remotest chance of being part of all this, which I pray he does, when the day comes and we're unleashed and we're on the battlefields, and we're looking for you people, it's not going to be hard for me to obey that commandment. Because these people are so evil and so wicked that if you can't see it, you don't deserve mercy. If you can't tell that you're being led by the nose by some of the most corrupt, misfit criminals out there, you don't deserve mercy. Quite frankly. So just remember that. You go ahead and you keep buying up all that stuff and all the body bags, and you keep building those camps because that's their hope that they're going to be able to use them. Trouble is, it's going to be you that's in that camp, and it's going to be them that's in that camp waiting for us to decide which judgment will come upon them. So you just keep doing it. It'll make you feel good. It'll make you feel like you got one up on us. That's going to make the day of Yahweh's judgment upon this earth even better yet. Dark Knight says, one little ambush and we will have all the ammo we need. Amen, Pastor Dan. Yes, that's exactly right. Commander says here, I heard of a shootout in Oregon recently where three cops shot it out with one man, 30 shots and no hits. it will be easy. Well, I don't want to denigrate anybody, but the guys on our side that I've met are the cream of the crop. The cream of the crop. And if they shoot 30 times, there's liable to be 30 body bags. They don't waste ammunition. And like that guy I met in Iowa so many years ago, I have no idea if he's even alive today. I don't know where he's at. But if he's the type of guy, you people are in trouble because the Army trained him to be a sniper, and he was a damn good one. Only now he's on our side, and you can multiply him by hundreds and by thousands. They know they've been lied to. They know they've been used. And they're going to use the power and the things that they were trained to do against the New World Order. Hallelujah. They trained the very people that's going to kick their ass. I think that's such irony. Yahweh does have a sense of humor, by the way. He does have a sense of humor. That's why Isaac, by the way, that's our great ancestor. Isaac means a child of laughter. Our people have always been able to find humor in even the most serious situations. So, we're out of time. I see that we're out of time. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to go. I do feel a lot better, and again, I thank you for all the prayers. And hope that no relapses occur this time. We do, again, extend a prayer to our Heavenly Father Yahweh to watch out for our brethren up in the Northeast as this major storm is about ready to hit land. Some of the effects are already hitting land. We're getting closer and closer to D-Day, folks. Deliverance Day. Deliverance from the shenanigans of the beast. Deliverance Day from the hell on earth created by these antichrists. And Deliverance Day for us away from the propaganda, the lies, and of the lying preachers in this so-called Christian church. What a joke. What a lie. We're being delivered, folks, D-Day. And we will become that Ezekiel 37 army as that valley of dead and dry bones wakes up spiritually. And when they do, they'll realize who they are. They'll realize how they've been lied to. And their anger and their righteous indignation will be tremendous. So, Department of Homeland Security and all you other buffoons out there, you just keep buying that ammo because we need it. We've got billions of rounds now, but you know, you can never have too much ammo. So you buy it up, because when we turn around on this thing and we're coming after you, it's always going to be nice to have a little bit extra. Don't you think? You fools working for the Antichrist, I pray you wake up soon. Because when D-Day comes, it's too late. Just as in the days of Noah, when Yahweh closed the door on the ark, it was too late for the people of the region, wasn't it? They cried and they bellyached and they wanted Noah to throw down rope or whatever and let them up there. But Yahweh closed the door and sealed it. Read your scripture. Yahweh closed the door. Well, we're in the days of Noah right now. The arks are wide open at the moment. But when D-Day gets here, those doors will be slammed shut and you're on the outside in utter darkness. And you'll be the ones weeping and wailing. Again, Yahweh, be with us. Be with our people. Give us stiff back bones. Give us intelligence. Give us insight. Give us good discernment. Give us a sense of pride in who we are. Give us a sense of loyalty to our race, to our cousins, no matter what country they may reside. And always, Father, protect us from our enemies who are abounding everywhere at the moment until that day comes when we rout them and exterminate them. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Amen.